Track 8 and Letters to the Editor. This first letter is from Shira Rubb from the Teen Valley. I would like to thank Caroline Snow for her excellent, well-informed article on the issue of pesticide use in our public areas, highlighting the way in which this exposes both humans and wildlife to chemicals that research has shown are damaging. We think that we can remove the things we do not like, certain weeds and insects, for example, without impacting the things we care about, our families and the wildlife that we treasure. But this is not so. Kill one thing and you affect others, either by killing them too or removing a food source or place to shelter. We have disturbed the balance of nature and need now to work hard to restore its health. I was especially interested to learn that France banned pesticide use, that is, herbicides, insecticides and fungicides, in all towns and cities in 2017 and in private gardens in 2019, and that Paris has had a total ban for the past 7 years. If France can do it, so can we. This would help to provide a healthier environment, including improving the quality of our water for us and the wildlife with whom we share this world. In June, Pesticide Free Devon was launched with a well-supported conference in Newton Abbot. There is a website you can visit to find out more and to watch the presentations.
Jill Harrison from Tynmouth writes, "Methinks our editor was having a bit of fun a couple of weeks ago with the front page headline, 30-minute misery for a number two. I couldn't have been the only reader expecting an article about the dearth of public conveniences in Tynmouth."
Sue Eyre, SJA Deputy County Commissioner for Devon, writes, "Throughout the year, our volunteers have worked tirelessly at events across Devon, saving lives, promoting first aid, making a difference in their communities, supporting local events. I would like to convey my heartfelt thanks and praise to the St John Ambulance volunteers. Their swift and skilled actions, together with quick thinking, go towards saving lives. Their collaboration and calmness under pressure is an inspiring reminder that in a medical emergency, every second counts, and that knowing even the basics of first aid can make all the difference. We're deeply proud of our volunteers and grateful to those in the community who step forward to help. This is why we should all be first aid confident, because you never know when you might be the one who can keep someone's heart beating until help arrives."
And the final letter is from Peter Scott, who's written in via email, talking about Nigel Farage. He finishes his letter by saying, "People talk of Farage as a future Prime Minister. His plan demonstrates stunning incompetence and shows he is utterly unfit for office. If this is his application form for the job, it should be stamped failed." And that concludes the letters to the editor for this week.